Hey, it's Austin James. Yes, I'm living with diabetes, but it doesn't have to define me. Thanks to the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor, I get real-time glucose readings throughout the day. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor is small and easy to wear, giving me the freedom to focus on my life as a parent and a musician. Now this is progress. You can get a free sensor at freestylelibre.us.
Offer available for people who qualify. Visit myfreestyle.us to see all terms and conditions. Certain exclusions apply. Data on file, Abbott Diabetes Care, for prescription only. Safety info found at freestylelibre.us.
Just about every culture in the world has one thing in common, Raven. Children don't call their parents by their first names. Instead, they use words like, you know, mom and dad.
Sure, of course.
Yeah, it's Anna and Raven. And it's actually very interesting because it's really one of the only things that across the world we all have in common. What do you call your mom?
I call my mom Mom, of course.
Right.
So mom or mama?
Right. I call my mom mom, but like I'll call her mommy and daddy. Like I still say mommy and daddy as a grown woman, which I think is crazy. But even my...
I mean, most people will do that.
Yeah.
Throughout their entire lifetime.
Well, that's why I always find it interesting when somebody doesn't call their parents mom or dad.
Oh, I find that weird.
It's a little bit odd, right?
Immediately, I assume that it's a marriage or something like that, right? Mm-hmm. It's maybe a step parent or an in-law or anything like that. That's typically the way I look at it. And, you know, as life goes on, as you get a little bit older, you've got a few moms, maybe you've got a few dads or whatever it may be, you know, your relationships change too.
But if it's like your blood mom and dad, like yeah. These are your, like the people that birthed you, right?
Right.
Would you call them by their first name? Would you call them something different?
I called my stepfather by his first name for a large portion of my life because just, I don't know, for whatever reason as a child, I felt like that was something I owed my father or whatever. And it's so ridiculous because, you know, you look at your lifetime and you say, well, who has been a dad to me? Who's raised me or whatever? So now I call him dad. But, you know, for a while, I always used to call him by his first name.
Yeah. I was thinking about this because one of my girlfriends, her mother-in-law is Hungarian.
Right.
And her kids and her, they all call her Agatha.
Oh.
And I asked her, I was like, what? And it's her first name. It's not like another
right.
name
just
for grandma.
Another name they made up. We're going to call you Aggie.
I know.
I mean, thanks for giving us life and all that stuff, but we're just going to call you what we feel like calling you.
And it was her choice. She said that she never felt comfortable being called mom. It always made her feel older. So she asked her kids to call her Agatha, and they always did. And then when she had grandkids, she thought she was too young to be a grandmother, so she had the grandkids call her Agatha, too.
Yeah, I don't know, Agatha. Maybe you're holding on to the wrong thing. All right.
I don't know.
You
she
clearly
looks
are
good
a
for
mom and a grandmother.
She looks really good for her age. She's in very good shape.
I guess it must be a Hungarian thing. I mean, I guess.
But it got us wondering, if you don't call your mom and dad,
right.
What do you call them? 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. If you don't call your parents mom or dad, what do you call them? 1-800-330-9999. Santa and Raven, it always strikes me as odd when I meet somebody that doesn't call their parents mom or dad. They use like a different name, a first name or something like that.
I got to be honest with you. It just feels cold to me. If I was a kid and my parents asked me to call them by their first name, I'd be like, okay, I'm going to start looking for a different place to live now at this point. At 9 years old, that's a lot for a kid to take.
Right. And just about every culture in the world has that one thing in common. Children don't call their parents by their first names, but they use words like mom or dad or, you know, something in their language that would make sense to that. But every once in a while, you find someone that doesn't follow that protocol. And the question is, why? 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. Do you call your mom and dad by their first name?
I don't, but my wife does.
She calls her parents by their first name or she calls your parents by their first name?
Her parents. I mean, I always thought it was strange, but you know what? It's totally normal to them.
Yeah, that is weird. Imagine calling your mom. Hi, Monica. What?
No. What are their names?
Hello, Linda.
Their names are Joan and Mike, and I remember the first time that she introduced me to them as that, and I thought she was doing it to be funny, but by the end of the night, it was just seeming weird to me.
Right.
Right.
Joan, I'll help Mike load the dishwasher. Wait a minute. What world are we in here?
You're not going to call them mom and dad?
Terrible.
Yeah.
Do you call them mom and dad?
I don't know. I asked her why she doesn't call them, and she says that her mom actually asked her to call them by their first name long ago, and she just never questioned it, so... For me, it felt kind of normal.
That feels so cold. If the mother asks you to call them by the first name, I'd be like, oh, you never loved me at all.
Well,
I'd immediately be thinking about moving out.
The crazy part is that she never questioned them. If my mom said to me, like, you know, Anna, I want you to call me Maria from now on, the first thing that would come out of my mouth would be like, Why?
Right.
Why?
Say what? Right.
Hey, it's Anna and Raven. Do you call your parents by their first name?
I call my mom both by her first name and mom. So it's Mom Victoria. I grew up with my aunts living with us in a multifamily household. So there were like a lot of moms in that house. Uh-huh. So I guess they never knew which kid was yelling, Mom. So me and my cousins just started each calling the moms by both names. And it just stuck.
Like, yeah. Mama June.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the example you go with. Well, these are caring, her actual caring mother,
yeah,
and the mother's sisters. These are actual related people. And you went to a meth addicted person that's on reality television.
Well, we still call her Mama June.
I'm just going to go with Mama Victoria.
Mama Victoria. It's funny. Whenever we have get-togethers with my friends or with my family, it's true. Because when you hear the mommy, you never know which kid it is. They all sound the same at that age.
Right.
Imagine if you live with your cousins and you never know which kid is calling who. That's
true.
Actually smart if you think about it.
In the hood, I had like five moms, too.
Did you call them Mama June? Mama Victoria?
I would call them whatever their name was.
Yeah?
Different versions of mom. Ma for one, mama for another. Mom is my mom, of course.
Home, yeah, slice mom.
Yeah, that would be good, too.
Yeah.
That would probably be my buddy Dane's mom, Buffy. She would be home slice mom.
Nice.
Hey, it's Austin James. Yes, I'm living with diabetes, but it doesn't have to define me. Thanks to the Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor, I get real-time glucose readings throughout the day. The Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor is small and easy to wear, giving me the freedom to focus on my life as a parent and a musician. Now this is progress. You can get a free sensor at freestylelibre.us.
Offer available for people who qualify. Visit myfreestyle.us to see all terms and conditions. Certain exclusions apply. Data on file, Abbott Diabetes Care, for prescription only. Safety info found at freestylelibre.us.